Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The man accused of murdering a colleague in Scone is headed back behind bars after his case was adjourned in court again. The Newcastle Herald reports Tamworth Court was told yesterday the matter needed to wait for a case conference certificate to be signed, but a new solicitor was needed for Jamie Cust, who allegedly murdered Jesus Bebita at a Parker Street home in Scone in December 2018. The matter has been adjourned until October 14, stretching out the case even longer, which Magistrate Julie Sawes told the court yesterday was frustrating as it had drawn out too long in the courts already. Jamie Cust has been in custody since he showed up at Muswellbrook Police Station shortly after Mr. Bebita was found dead. The Herald says with this further delay, the case won't move to the New South Wales Supreme Court for trial or sentence until the end of the year. Malabar Resources has welcomed the release of the New South Wales Government's assessment report for the Maxwell Underground project and its recommendation the project is in the public interest. The Maxwell project is an underground coal mining development planned for east of Denman and south of Muswellbrook at Gerry's Plains on the former Drayton mine site. The project is strongly opposed by neighbouring thoroughbred studs Coolmore and Godolphin. The aim of the project is to extract 148 million tonnes of coal over 26 years, generating 250 jobs during construction and 350 afterwards while injecting $509 million into the economy. The government's report will now be considered by the Independent Planning Commission, who will hold a public hearing. The project was put on public exhibition last year and saw the government receive 231 submissions. 77% of those expressed support for the project. A teenager has tragically died in a car accident near Cessnock. At about 8 p.m. yesterday, emergency services were called to Mount View Road, following reports a Ford Falcon had left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The male driver suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene. He is yet to be formally identified, however, it's believed to be an 18-year-old. Hunter Valley Police District officers attended and established a crime scene and are now investigating the circumstances surrounding the accident. A report will be prepared for the coroner. And a Hunter GP says the Independent Planning Commission is incorrect in saying a lot of the health concerns related to the controversial Narrabri gas project are simply anecdotal. The IPC approved the gas project yesterday that will see 850 coal seam gas wells built in the Pilliga. The Commission has set 134 strict conditions on the project that it will have to follow. Bob Vickers, also a spokesperson for Doctors for the Environment, says there's actually lots of evidence there are health impacts from gas projects that the IPC should have considered.
We know that it increases local air pollution, water pollution, it causes release of naturally occurring radioactive materials and heavy metals. All those are linked to known adverse health effects. So we know that they can cause low birth weight babies, preterm birth. There's case reports of people living near coal seam gas wells having high rates of kidney disease and prostate cancers.
Meantime, Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon says the IPC has ticked off on all of the issues after a long and torturous time.
It's been a long time under assessment. It's jumped through all the environmental and scientific hurdles, and it's about to deliver lower price gas prices. Well, the IPC has had a very long look.
And that's your latest local news.